Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Storm Davis. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyevan. And now, play ball. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Parker hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hasse for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Hubbard reaches second base with a double. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Hubbard scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck moves to third. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Gaetti moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Javier. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Javier steals second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to third. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hare is 0-for-1 in the game. Hare hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. 1 out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins won. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss strikes out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Javier. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Laudner moves to third. 1 out. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bush throws the ball into Gagne, who tags McGuire trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 1 out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Javier. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Parker reaches second base with a double. Dave Henderson pinch runs for Dave Parker. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Henderson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. McGuire moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Doug Jennings pinch hits for Glenn Hubbard. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jennings takes first base on ball 4. Mike Gallego pinch runs for Doug Jennings. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiss bunts towards the mound. Behringer fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gallego moves to third. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Javier hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Javier now playing left field. Dave Henderson now playing center field. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Gene Nelson now pitching. Tom Hare batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hare is 0 for 3 in the game. Hare hits a fly ball into left field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Javier. Harbeck reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gaetti hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mark Davidson pinch hits for Randy Bush. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Mark Davidson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davidson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gaetti moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Davidson now playing right field. Carl Best now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hassey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hassey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros pinch runs for Ron Hassey. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ontiveros moves to second. Orlando Mercado pinch runs for Steve Ontiveros. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss hits a line drive into right field. Davidson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Davidson. Mercado scores. Gallego moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Mercado now catching. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Laudner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Laudner reaches second base with a double. Gagne moves to third. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-4 in the game. Gladden hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hare is 0-for-4 in the game. Hare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gagne scores. Laudner moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Laudner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Hare moves to second. John Moses pinch runs for Kent Harbeck. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.